Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo.
Were you being mean to Ashton?
Not at all.
I didn't think you were either. I think he mistook.
That's a great.
I think we can do better, though, because I think I hear Gabe's laugh a part of it.
Yeah, I agree. And Gabe can go bleep off, so that's fine.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, he was instrumental in getting Ashton Rotman traded from that very 7-9 program.
It was a straight. That's why I do love Gabe, though. I mean, I know that emotionally you're hurt by him, but he is a straight shooter. That was a quick negotiation. We both did our analysis.
Such garbage, actually, because Gabe just out of nowhere wanted to trade me. Gabe and I were buddies. He was the one that I got the best relationship with on that show, and then he just flips me like it's nothing, like I'm chopped liver. This is garbage. That's why I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
More than happy.
You're wanted here. I want you to know that.
Thank you. And you know what? I want to be here.
I think the Scalzo and Brust family has also made it clear they want you here.
Well, for now.
to have some confidence in yourself, bud. You got this. But I was saying, Ashton so nicely said, everything's squared away. You're ready to go when you are, Greg. And like, it was a very nice tone. Josh DiMaggio, you're up. Go ahead. And so I think you actually were appreciative of what Ashton was doing.
Of course I was. When I said, what did I say? Thank you, buddy?
You said, thanks, Ashy.
Thanks, Ashy. Yeah, of course.
That's on me. My bad. Hand up. That's on me. I think I took that the wrong way.
I think you were genuine.
I mean, if you listen long enough to Scalzo and Brust, you probably think that most of the things that I'm saying with a smile on my face are insulting to somebody.
Until the red light goes on, he's very friendly.
So yesterday, in fact, we were at the ESPN Milwaukee
outing.
Did
you bring this in here to mess with me?
Selzer Ornst, our fantastic partners at Selzer Ornst, were handing out these. Well, they were making old fashions, and they make their own old fashion mix. You'd appreciate that.
Of course.
They don't sell it. They give it to, like, you know, clients and partners and friends.
I asked if they sold it, and they said no.
And so Ben Brust had a little taste of the mix and was like, wow, this tastes just like an old fashioned would. And the guy after our awesome partner there at Selzer Ornst came over, and he was like, hey, you know, Ben just like shamelessly asked me for a free bottle of this. And I was like, oh, like,
well,
he probably liked it.
That's what I do. I'm shameless.
That's what I said. I'm like, but like, if he liked it and he wanted a bottle, he just thought he's expecting you to give it to him. And he goes, yeah. He was like, it was a little like, I just didn't want to give it to him, but I want to give you some bottles just to mess with him.
And you're messing with me.
And I am.
And the worst part was, is I took literally like the smallest sip I ever could because I could not drink yesterday. And then that's why I wanted it, because I was like, everyone else gets a full old fashioned from Selzer Ornst and I get nothing. And now Greg enjoyed, he told me he poured you a full cocktail, and you walk away with the mix. I get
and
nothing.
And a bottle of brandy he gave me.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
And it was very nicely, permanently displayed on Greg's desk when I walked in this morning.
Oh, we'll be there for a while, and we can drink old fashions in the office.
I'm taking the jacket that I dropped back off by your desk back.
Well, it's my jacket.
Well, I don't care.
Ben, is that necessary?
Yeah.
What are you, the moral police?
I feel like you're getting upset that you didn't get what you wanted, and I feel like you just take a deep breath, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. I lent Ben a
talk to me like that again. I dare you.
I lent Ben a jacket about a month ago, and he finally got it back to me today.
I wore it a lot walking the dog.
Did you really?
It was amazing.
It's a warm jacket.
Well, like, you know,
oh, it's nice.
Right, cool. In the morning when it was cool or at night.
Gavin in Racine says, my favorite moment from the Bucks championship run had to be when Chris Middleton hit the mid-range jumper with a minute left to go up six. I lost it. Tears started flowing. It became very real.
Yeah, I mean, look, my favorite moment was, like, I had the opportunity to be at that game courtesy of my former Ben's basketball teammate, Frank Kaminsky.
Why'd you say my former Ben's basketball teammate?
I don't know.
Okay.
And being in Fiserv Forum and just, there's something special about when the horn sounds. All my life, I dreamed of playing in the NCAA tournament. And when we were in the Elite Eight against Arizona, and we beat Arizona in 2014 to go to the Final Four, Bo's first Final Four, like, those are moments when I still like actually tear up for like teams I don't even know. I could watch any championship and I could tear up for anybody who wins a championship or has a moment where they can celebrate something special, and it was the buzzer. And then being able to look back and seeing Giannis sit there, you know, and just like lean back on the chair, because I couldn't even imagine what his journey was to get to that moment. So for me, the special moments are when you actually get to enjoy the emotion from the players.
Pete from Milwaukee chimes in, 800-990-3776. As I listen to the Valley Oop on the radio with buddies in a camping trip, I'll never forget the hype of that game.
I mean, Valley Oop up there. I was at Fiserv for game four, I believe, was when Giannis blocked DeAndre Ayton on the alley-oop that was a failed alley-oop from Chris Paul to Ayton. What Giannis did on that play is still unbelievable to me. How he stopped the ball and recovered. Only Giannis, and I remember saying this, only Giannis is the only player in the world that would be able to make that play. Not Kevin Durant, not LeBron James, not Luka Doncic, not anybody except Giannis would have been able to make that play. That's
Rasheed
why
Wallace in his prime. For those who don't know, Andre Iguodala said that Rasheed Wallace would be better than Giannis if he played in today's game.
Yo, is he smoking something?
Maybe. I mean, look, Rasheed would have fit today's
Baller.
Game great.
Stretch,
he would not
stretch
have been
cheater.
Bots. He would not
who
have been
tough.
Yachts.
Yeah, yes. No, thank you.
James from Stalas has some suggestion or resource for Ashy as Ashton Rotman, our new producer, replacing Josh DiMaggio in a straight trade with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy mornings on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Ashton launching Rot's Hot Food Truck. That's real. Like, we're not kidding about
that. Yeah, that's a legit thing, yes.
I've seen the truck, and I know he went on meetings for the digital equipment for payment.
Yep. It's all happened.
James from Stalas says the wife is from Argentina, beautiful country, and she's got the recipe for empanadas from the old country for your food truck. It's all about the masa, which is dough, Ben, for those that
Thank
might not
you.
Know. That's what masa is. He says, I'm sure she'd share it. So you could get on the text line and maybe, you know, experiment with it. Try it out. See if you can replicate it.
Are you really going to bring us more treats tomorrow, by the way?
Yeah, I was serious about that. I was going to ask you guys at some point what you would like.
Snickerdoodles tomorrow, Greg?
I'm game for some snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles, all right. I got you.
Appleman in the Orchard sends a picture of these gorgeous-looking apple pies and says, Ashy, I hope the boys told you about the benefits for you guys this fall. If you ever need apples, we've got our official, unofficial apple farmer of the Scalzo and Brust
family. You might
have
dessert,
Appleman in the Orchard.
Well, we are also going to have dessert because my mom, in a former life, owned a bakery and cafe, so we're going to have Sweet Susie's Corner. But I think Appleman partnering with Sweet Susie's Corner as part of Rot's Hots, I'm going to talk to Appleman.
Business
apple,
is booming.
Apple dessert empanadas. How about that?
Yes, you had me an apple dessert and then again an empanada.
Yes. Like a modern day take on the old McDonald's apple pies that were piping hot. 800-990-3776. 1 year ago today, the Bucks ended a 50-year championship drought in the city of Milwaukee. They won the NBA championship. What was the favorite, your favorite moment during that championship run? It could be what you were doing at the time. It could be a game you were at. It could be a play that happened. 800-990-3776. Nick from Milwaukee says, by far it was Drew Holiday taking Devin Booker's lunch money, leading to the oop to Giannis.
He sure did. I mean, he absolutely was in Devin Booker's had, I mean, it started with Chris Paul. He once murdered Chris Paul mentally, and the Bucks shoved Chris Paul in their pocket. Drew Holiday then took it to Devin Booker, who got hot early in that series, and then Devin Booker had no answer for Drew. I don't know why I just call him Drew.
Cool.
Hey, there it is. We've
first
some
cool
feedback.
Button. The Scouts are cool button, Jerry.
They were asking.
That's what she said.
Nice.
I've been waiting to play that one.
You're like a child.
We're all like children. It's what makes us. It's what makes us fun, and that's I think the spirit of everybody.
He called back. I feel bad. We're leaving Tyler out there.
All right, Ben Brost, 800-990-3776. Tyler from East Troy, welcome to Scalzo and Brost. Your favorite Bucks moment from the run. Don't hang up immediately this time.
Yeah, no, I was ordering my food through the Culver's drive-thru, so I didn't want you guys to get interrupted with that.
No, that would have been
if
great.
If it ever happens again,
I want to hear somebody ordering.
I want to be a fly on the wall for that, yes.
And Rot's Hots next time.
Yep.
All right. Well, I won't hang up next time. But no, the watching the game six, favorite moment was when Giannis started walking down the court, arms out, giving the whole, like, you know, telling the crowd, give it to me, let me hear you. Like, that moment just made it like, all right, it's done. We're winning. And, like, I had an ugly cry, like, just ugly tears flowing. My wife's making fun of me. And I was like, you don't understand. I'm 27 years old at the time, and, like, this is the first time we've ever won. Like, it's amazing.
That's awesome. Yes, and you love a good ugly cry when the snot is going down into your mouth. And, like,
she was probably like, you didn't cry like this when we got married.
That's fair. I didn't cry when I got married.
No, maybe I'm not saying you did or didn't. No, you did. I don't think you did.
You weren't paying attention. You were literally watching an NFL playoff game.
No,
at the time.
I was tracking it on the ESPN app.
800-990-3776.
I don't know if that makes it better.
The old National Bank talk and text line. Get old. Get into the show. Talking Ashy's food truck, Rot's Hots. Plus, we are taking your calls on your favorite moment from the Bucks championship run a year ago today. I do want to give a shout out to our friends at American Family Insurance. I am like a child. I'm very childlike, but I do own a home. And so how do you marry those two things? Because that's a lot of responsibility. American Family Insurance, they have my back. And when something went wrong with our home and we needed to put in an insurance claim on our home, we were terrified. We're like, where do you even go? How does this work? Luckily, we had a local American Family Insurance agent, somebody who would work through with claims on our cars because we had auto policy with them, even renter's insurance, although I never had to put in a claim on renter's insurance. Katie and her team were fantastic. We didn't have to call some nameless, faceless 800 number. We didn't have to go through some app where you're just like sending in pictures and hoping that the right thing happens in the other side. We could ask for guidance. We could get resources. And American Family Insurance is there for you to protect you from the unexpected, to keep those dreams alive. So you don't have to worry about those things like your homeowner's insurance, life insurance. You get it. When you protect your home with home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. So go to amfam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. We'll be back with you, the Scalzo and Brust family, 800-990-3776 next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
At Scalzo and Brust, check out the Long Island Laser, courtesy of our intern who put that together. I'm not sure he's the best graphic designer.
Yeah, it's not exactly Mozart. Why are you shocked?
Because he makes music.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Brust here to tell you about a fantastic opportunity for you at Red Rock at Water Street. They're giving away a trip to Nashville Friday night during a live show from Nick Lynch. So visit the Facebook page for entry details. Search Red Rock Milwaukee and you will find a way to get to Nashville Friday night. Again, come to the live show. They're giving away a trip to Nashville. Also, you got my favorite spot down the street at McGillicuddy's. You know the rule. McGillicuddy's and Red Rock. That's where Ashy and Benny meet.
Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light, on the one-year anniversary of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday and Pat Connaughton.
You nailed the name since you watched the movie.
Bobby Portis. I haven't changed it since I saw the movie.
Yeah.
I just still pronounce him like I always do.
Antetokounmpo.
Do you think this is worth slowing down the entire show and the role that I had going?
Pat on the back to me. Made a mistake. Moving
Appreciate
forward.
That. 1 year ago, the Bucks won the championship. Your favorite moment from that championship run, 800-990-3776. The old National Bank talk and text line, old National Bank, get old. We're also taking some advice as Ashton Rotman has launched Rot's Hots Food Truck, our newest producer in a trade for Joshy DiMaggio. We got the better end of that deal. And we've got Ron on the key, on the line. Ron, welcome.
He gone.
How better does he have to do than hang on the line?
No idea.
I don't know. He hung up,
did
though.
You see, though, wow. that he did change his Twitter profile picture to you and said
I
his name
it.
Is Greg owes me $67.
I mean, I like the fact that I'm his profile picture, so I'm
You're
not
living
pay him.
Rent-free.
I'm not going to pay him until... I did, look, pat on the back to me as well. I did tell him I was going to pay him
$1 a day
for 100 days, and that lasted 3 days?
Dude, 33 days. Pat on the back to
yeah.
you.
I did it for a while.
That is follow through.
Yeah.
Going $1 a day for 33 days. Just
yeah,
to piss
well, it's not
off.
Because I was supposed to do it for 100 days.
I know,
so
but getting 33 days
pretty
is
good.
Pretty impressive.
Pretty good. Rudy from Sheboygan chimes in, says, hey, Ashley, you could serve a Neitzel burger at Rot's Hots. A deliberately disgusting excuse for a burger.
No, I don't want to do that because then that would besmirch my own passion. I don't want Gabe involved in this at all. I don't want his name mentioned near my burgers.
Then Rudy also follows that up and says, make no mistake, Ashton and Scalzo and Brust is the new ESPN Wisconsin dream team.
Way to go, guys. We did it.
Another suggestion.
Mama, we made it.
Rot's Dino Tots, gourmet loaded baked tater tots shaped like dinosaurs.
Did you say Dino and you meant to say Dino when it was Dino Tots?
1,000,000%.
I got your back.
Well, you. To be fair, we do work with somebody whose we name do. Is spelled that way.
Correct.
I accidentally called him Dino once.
Because you eat Dino Tots? Because
I love dinosaurs, and I saw a Dino, and I was like, oh my God, somebody named Dino. I'm going to call him Dino.
I remember this now. You have a thing with dinosaurs.
Love dinosaurs. Big dinosaur
Like, how
guy.
Much do you love
when
dinosaurs?
When you say you have a thing with dinosaurs, it's, that yeah. kind of freaks me out.
It's not what Ben's thinking. It's not that weird. It's just I like dinosaurs. Who doesn't like dinosaurs?
So do you, like, regularly, like, listen to podcasts and watch documentaries and, like...
I mean, regularly, sure. There was Apple TV. The TV Plus did a new thing where they had a 5-part series about... dinosaurs. Of course I watched all that. That was wonderful. I think everybody should go watch it.
Okay.
So you like Jurassic Park? Did you watch Land Before Time?
I have never seen Land Before Time. However, I have seen all the Jurassic Parks and Jurassic Worlds.
Those suck.
They do not. The Jurassic Worlds were not great, but they tried and I appreciated that.
Because you're a diehard.
I'm a dino hard, yeah.
Yeah, dino
That's hard. What she said.
Did she?
Maybe, I don't know.
Your favorite moment from the Bucks championship run 1 year ago today. They won the championship. Following us here on ESPN Wisconsin will be a re-air of that championship game, the broadcast from last year, 1 year ago tonight, 800-990-3776. Danatosa says, my favorite moment from that championship run, my 11-year-old son and I jumping up and down in the living room, running outside, screaming at the top of our lungs as we won the championship, showing each other our arms as the hair stood up on them. We'll never forget it. Dan, you're making my hair stand up.
Yeah, I mean, props to the 11-year-old. I don't think I had arm hair at 11. I barely have arm hair now, so that's kind of cool that they could share that moment.
I don't think arm hair is like a thing where you, like, do to adolescence.
Yeah, but you...
You
I don't
get
know.
Hairier. I'm pretty
you
sure
do,
you, I'm
pretty
saying, sure all kids have arm
I
hair.
I basically
no?
had none. I barely have armpit hair to this day. You want to see?
No.
I do.
Here you go.
Do you shave it?
No.
Oh, you do have a little baby armpit hairs. That's like, wow.
I told you, I'm not very hairy.
Anita in West Bend chimes in, says, I love the anywhere. Says, I love the moments like the Valley Oop and the block, but there was nothing like being in the Deer District as time ran down in Game 6. It was magical, and I also cried.
Wow. A lot of emotion, as there should be. And it makes me think, because... the last time that there was this much emotion from everyone across the state was when I was a freshman in college when the Packers beat the Steelers. Like just the whole, like, wherever you were, like, the dad and the 11-year-old, Anita in the Deer District. Like, I remember being in Madison as a freshman in college, and the streets were flooded with people. Everyone's chanting, go Pack, go. Like, I don't know. It just feels like those two moments have been the pinnacle. Next closest, I would probably say, is when the Badgers beat Kentucky when they were 38-0 to go to the national title game. Is that a fair third place for when everyone was kind of aligned as a state and felt like a ton of emotion?
I mean, speaking for myself, no. As a non-Badgers fan?
That's fine. Well, in this state, what is next then if you're going to call me out?
I think maybe when the Brewers got back to the playoffs for the first time in 30 years, I feel like that was a huge deal.
Getting
back to the playoffs versus
Badgers, you might not be a Badgers fan, but you have
still went to the national championship.
The Brewers fans held a parade for a team that didn't win a title.
That's sad.
Right. That's my point. I think that's when everyone came to me like, oh my God, they're back in the playoffs.
I don't think that that would be up there as highly as the
I'm not even a part of that Badger team
in the Final Four. Both in Fort Atkinson, however, Ashley does have some constructive criticism for you. Says, hey, Ashley, I think it's an unwritten rule that you play the cool soundbite anytime Ben refers to his playing days or is bragging about anything or is showing his arms, his biceps, his armpit hair, his disgusting toes, or generally talking about himself.
Cool.
Don't ruin our friendship.
Justin Middleton says, you guys need a new show pick with your new producer. I don't think we had
a pick with you, me, and Josh.
No, we never did.
Ever. I don't think us three were ever in the same picture. Just us three.
It's kind of sad. Maybe that shows why things didn't work out. Well, Ashley's never in the picture with Jen, Gabe, and Chu is their show logo. Yeah,
did you even get invited to that?
They took a picture yesterday, didn't even tell me they were doing that. Like, no wonder I'm leaving.
Man.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for you.
I don't know about a moment of silence for Ashy. That sounds like a little
morbid.
Strong. Yes. Generally, you don't have a moment of silence for somebody because they got traded from one team to another. LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. That is where you can go to make good money while helping to improve the health and lives of others. You just tried to throw something across the room like really hard,
cool,
and it went literally 1 inch from the release
halfway.
Point.
Yes. Yeah.
Not even halfway to the trash can. It went 1 inch from the release point.
That's what she said.
LabCorp has a variety of open clinical research trials right now that can help fill your schedule. So
don't even have to move an inch. You don't even have to move an inch. You can work remotely as far as going.
You can. You can work remotely. Thank you, Ben. Yes, you can work remotely and you can make some extra money if you are working remote. Maybe you've got a home renovation. Maybe you're getting ready to buy a home. You want to put a down payment down. Maybe it's just inflation. Everything's getting a little bit more expensive. You don't want to have to change your lifestyle. LabCorp has various clinical trials for healthy non-smoking males aged 18 to 55. You could join for one stay of 5 nights plus one follow-up call and make up to $3,500. And
you can work remotely.
There's also another study for healthy non-smoking men aged 18 to 55. You can join at their clinic for one stay totaling 4 to 10 nights. Compensation up to $6,200. Again, LabCorpClinicalTrials.com. And remember,
you can work remotely.
Help improve the health and lives of everybody and make good money doing it for you. Again, LabCorpClinicalTrials.com.
You can work remotely.
You can work remotely. We'll go to some one or zeros, including National Hot Dog Day. Rot Tots. Coming up next.
Rot Tots.
Presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Go ahead, Ben.
No, look.
You can try your best. You got
it. That was so mean. It's not even funny how mean that was.
Scalzo and Brust.
Josh, answer the phone.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buy a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy.
Welcome back into Scalzo, Brust, and Rotman here on ESPN Wisconsin. Ashton Rotman filling in. Well, not filling in. Replacing Josh DiMaggio as Josh has moved to mornings in a trade conducted by Gabe Neitzel and us here on Scalzo and Brust. So, Joshy, mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Ashy, now with us, also launching Rot Hots.
Rot's Hots.
The greatest food truck in the history of the state of Wisconsin. Ashy, we do a little thing called one or zero. It's time to hit that.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Here's how the game works. Me, myself, Greg Scalzo, and my guy, Ben Bross. We are your contestants for one or zero. Ashy is your host. He asks us a question. We say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. It's that simple. Ashy, take it away.
Thank you. This is a big, big opportunity for me, I think. So thank you so much for letting me do this. I normally wake up between 4 and 4:30 every morning. What's so fun, Ben?
You're just so positive.
Yeah.
Is that really that much of a difference?
Yes.
I think Josh has his moments, right? Had his moments
of positivity.
Enough Josh talk. I normally wake up between 4 and 4:30 in the morning for the morning show for my ex show. I should say I used to wake up that early. Today I woke up around 5:45, so that's technically sleeping in. And then I got here around 7:45, which was probably way too early to get in. I think today one or zero. It's hard for you guys to sleep in when you don't have an alarm.
One, it is. It did not used to be, but between work and a kid now, it's like. I get up early. If I end up having an opportunity to sleep in, I could get back to sleep to a certain time. But I'm usually awake, you know, early, like 5, 6, and then I could potentially get back to sleep if it's a weekend and my kid's still asleep, or I'll lay there.
Yeah, I'm a one as well, and this is mostly due in part of working out at the Princeton Club. The body clock is definitely, and you can cool me, I think that's what Greg's looking for.
Cool.
Is getting used to waking up to go get Benny Biceps workout in. The beach bod is coming in.
Cool.
Got more abs than I've had ever since I've come back from Lithuania.
How many times can I play this in a row, I feel like?
I think the fans usually don't limit you. Yeah, I feel great. I don't even think that was the question. Oh, yeah. I have a hard time sleeping in once I wake up because I've been working out and getting strong.
No big deal.
NBD.
Proud of you, Benny.
Thanks, Ash.
A brand called Candy Funhouse is recruiting its next employee called a chief candy officer. $100,000 salary for, quote, responsible for deciding which new products Candy Funhouse will be carrying, leading candy board meetings, being the head candy tester, and taking charge of all things fun. One or zero, you would be a good chief candy officer.
I mean, one, I think I'd be a great chief candy officer. I'm responsible. I'm good at analyzing things.
Where
does
responsible come into chief candy officer?
It says it in the read. Sorry, that was mean.
No. Responsible for deciding which new products. Not like, I mean,
yes,
like,
but this is clearly not meetings. I think people look at this position and they think it's a joke and like, oh, I'm just going to eat candy all day. You can't take that approach as a CCO. Like, you have to be serious, responsible.
Right.
You guys are losers.
What do you mean? I think I would be great.
The chief candy officer.
You're going to be 100K. Like, what, you're going to not take it seriously, Ben?
Are you applying?
Yeah, I'll apply. Sure. Well, I think we should all apply.
I don't think I would be good at it because I'm already laughing at the idea of a CCO, Chief Candy Officer. Could you imagine going around to people and saying what your job is?
Could you imagine how jealous everybody would be if you did tell them that?
Hey, I am basically leading the candy board meetings. I'm the head candy taste tester.
What do you guys play Candyland in there too?
No.
It'd be better than working.
You eat candy. Candy's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah.
It's killing us all.
No doubt. He's so right, though.
The sugars?
No, Scales is right here. Who cares? Is it going to stop you from eating candy still?
And you know what? How do you know that as a chief candy officer, I'm not evolving the way that we eat sugars? There's other sweeteners out there that's not.
Great. You sound like you're going to make candy worse now.
No, you just make it real. You're talking about high fructose corn syrup. You know, I'm talking about building in real sugar into my candy bars.
Nice.
I mean, Ashy, when you make something homemade, that tastes a lot different than when you pick it up at the store, correct?
Oh my God. And it's so much more satisfying when you make something homemade.
Yeah.
You need to put the love back in candy. I think Greg would do that.
Yep. Yeah,
he would.
Losers.
Cool.
Next. I have no answer for this.
Yeah, just go next one, Ashy.
All right, today's National Hot Dog Day. We were talking about the food truck earlier today, and I want to know, one or zero, you just love a hot dog on a summer day.
You know, I've been grilling up more hot dogs recently, but I've also found myself at times, like I'll stop off at an Italian beef store and I'll get my beef and a hot dog, and I won't actually get the hot dog.
I mean, he did it again.
He did it. He brought it back. We had him all show saying hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot
dog.
Hut.
You don't want to call it rot dog, that's fine.
I could do rot dog.
Because that is what our hot dog is called. It's called a rot dog.
So what's so special about the rot dog, if you can preview?
Well, it's
for Ashton's food truck that it is real and coming to Brookfield August 17th.
Yes, and before we tell everyone, keep an eye on Ashton_Rotman on social media. Everything will be posted there, I promise. There'll be schedules. It's going to be an all-beef Clements hot dog. So, I mean, anyone that knows Clements knows it's great. And also, it's all-beef, which is already a hot dog commodity. Rot sauce, which is a special sauce, proprietary sauce.
Whoa.
Caramelized onions.
Ooh,
I mean, banana peppers.
Caramelized onions.
Oh, tomato.
Banana peppers.
Yeah, I'm a big banana pepper guy.
Sliced banana peppers.
Banana peppers, yeah.
Okay. Are you fresh and slicing them, or are you getting the jarred stuff?
Well, we're going jarred, but okay. I'm telling you they're going to be good.
Okay.
That's a rot dog.
Okay. I'm in.
It's going
to
be good, yes.
I need to know what the rot sauce is like.
That's proprietary.
You don't need to tell me. I just need to taste it.
Yeah, can we...
There's a little bite to it, but I could bring some in tomorrow, possibly.
Can you...
I got to see if I...
Can you make us a rot dog?
I'll try. Yes. You know what? Yes, not even I'll try. I'm going to make you guys eat your rot dog.
This guy is amazing.
And snickerdoodles.
Oh, my gosh. We have dinner tomorrow, baby.
Hilsey says, ugh, Team Ashy Scalzi is going to get nauseating real quick. Hilsey is so upset about Josh. He also said, keep Josh's laugh out of your soundboard.
No, I love it.
Take that, Hilsey. Why don't you take it over the hills?
Nice.
That wasn't good. No, that was a bad one.
Bad.
That was
pat on the back bad. To you. Pat yourself on the back for admitting it.
Yeah, that was bad. That's not good.
But yes, I like grilling up a good hot dog. They're really good when they're like they're. You need them to be hot.
Grilled hot dogs are hot. Good.
I don't even mean to be like funny. It's
they do have to be hot.
Yeah, yeah. The hot dog has to be grilled and it has to have onions. And then you got me. I don't care what else comes with it. Grilled and onions, I'm in.
Well, you put the bun on. Get a little grilled bun too.
Ooh. I like a grilled bun.
Not steamed, but grilled.
You've never done a grilled bun?
I have, but my preference is steamed, so I'm interested to learn about grilled buns that you
no,
prefer.
No, I'm with Greg. I like the crunch.
A little crunch on the outside.
A little crunch on the outside. You still got the softness of the bun as long as you don't overcook it.
Are you going with a straight hot dog bun, or are you going like a fancier roll bun?
We're going with a sturdy bun because it's a sturdy dog.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That rot dog, baby. I've heard rumors.
I haven't.
Coming up on November 11th, Friday, November 11th, maybe we could get the
rot dog stand in there.
Yes, rot tots.
I'm just all fixated on the rot dog right now.
No, I know, but I'm saying maybe we could get rot tots outside of AmFam Field on November 11th, 2022. Coming up this fall, it is the 2022 Aurora Healthcare Brew City Battle. It's a college basketball doubleheader at AmFam Field. The first ever basketball games to be played at the ballpark. Starting at 4 o'clock that day, you'll get Wisconsin women's basketball going up against the Kansas State Wildcats. Then at 7 p.m., Wisconsin men's basketball, the Badgers go up against the Stanford Cardinals. The game times are subject to change, but that men's game's going to be prime time. That's going to be a great, great test early on in the season against a non-conference opponent, another real opponent in college basketball.
I had an offer to Stanford.
To see what this basketball team is made of. He just likes to brag that he got into Stanford and I didn't, even though I scored 10 points higher on an ACT.
Probably more than 10.
Only
I had 23. You got 33?
I scored higher than Ben. Wow.
Cool.
You just cool yourself?
Yeah, sweet. Good for me.
One ticket is good for both games. So it's just one session. All you need is one ticket. Tickets on sale to the public on Tuesday, July 26th at noon. Go to brewers.com/basketball. That's brewers.com/basketball. But wait.
We do you one better.
Wait, because there is an ESPN special presale going on starting Friday, July 22nd at noon, ending on Monday, July 25th. You have the weekend to get ahead of it. Buy the right tickets. Go to brewers.com/basketball. brewers.com/basketball. You have to enter the code ESPN to be able to buy on the radio presale. Go to brewers.com/basketball and you have to scroll down to the radio presale prompts. You got to find radio presale, click on radio presale, enter code ESPN, buy your tickets, and we'll do you even one better after that.
One more better.
Caller number one from Milwaukee. Caller number one from Madison. 800-990-3776.
Again, 800-990-3776. We're giving a pair to the first caller in Madison and a pair of tickets to the first caller in Milwaukee. Right now, 800-990-3776. That's the 2022 Aurora Healthcare Brew City Battle at American Family Field. Caller one in Madison. Caller one in Milwaukee. You will win a pair for the Brew City Battle. 800-990-3776. 3776.
Ben Brust believed that yesterday was the coolest baseball has ever been since back acne was prevalent across Major League Baseball and guys were shooting up steroids left and right. We'll hear why next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Are we done?
Yes.
Yep. Moving on.
Aaron Rodgers did talk earlier today. Oh, John!
Come on now!
John,
you hound dog, you! Grind on time.
All right. What do we... Come on,
you ain't ever gonna have it. Ain't no friend of mine. I'm good.
Go.
No, like, I'm
I want to hear it full.
No, I only know that part.
Scalzo and Brust.
Grind all time.
Grind all the time.
Nothing but a hound dog.
Nothing but a hound dog.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Brush here to tell you about Fairways of Woodside. Reserve your tee time today at fairwaysofwoodside.com. You can play for as low as $35. You heard me, $35. That's a great deal for you to go out and play some golf. Plus, the experience is unbelievable. It's unmatched. When you walk in, you feel the atmosphere. It's just different. They have music playing. They have a great wall of booze for you to choose from. I go there for the experience because I know I'm going to have a great time. It's not stuffy. You play in 4 hours and you get back and you have some drinks, play some cards, and hang out with your buddies. Fairwaysofwoodside.com. Book your tee time for like $35 right now. You know my favorite racetracks, Road America. Ben Bruss here to tell you about that because we have more high-speed action at Elkhart Lake. The 4.1-mile road course is amazing, and race season is still going strong. Don't miss a minute of it. You can still camp on site all weekend. Enjoy free admission for kids 16 and under. The IMSA Sports Car Weekend takes over Road America August 4th through the 7th. Get your tickets today at roadamerica.com. Come for the experience and stay for the race. Gosh, I love Road America. Roadamerica.com, America's national park of speed.
He is Benny Vroom Vroom. I'm Greg Scalzo. You're the Scalzo and Russ family across ESPN Wisconsin. Ashton Rotman running the show. Our new acquisition in exchange for Josh DiMaggio. Working out great for both sides, I feel, right now. So, well done, Ashy. You're doing a great job here. Day one, the family, except for Hilsey's, all on board. Hilsey's still very upset that his spirit animal, Josh DiMaggio, no longer in place.
Well, he's still here in spirit. So, like, if we want to do spirit animal, his laugh track is over us every second of the show.
That is true. We do have the Joshy Cackle. Yesterday, last night, was the MLB All-Star Game. Ben Brust, you enjoyed yourself.
I did. Only for a portion, though. I need mic'd up athletes that are willing to show their personality. And, Greg, you've talked about it
all. So did you watch the entirety of the game?
I watched probably 6 of the 9 innings. And then it kind of got boring and stale for me. Judge and Stanton weren't exactly the most electric mic'd up. But Alek Manoah. Help me.
Alek Manoah from the Toronto Blue Jays.
Alek Manoah.
Baseball guy.
Again, I don't even know his freaking name, but he engaged the crap out of me. I was over there cooking food. I turned around from my kitchen,
What were you cooking?
A little pork roast with some Brussels sprouts and sweet potato fries.
Wonderful.
How do you make your Brussels sprouts?
This was the girlfriend did the Brussels sprouts. I did the meat and the fries, and she did great.
How did she make the Brussels sprouts?
I don't know. I didn't watch. I was watching Alek Manoah, or whatever his name is, talk to me mic'd up. He was talking with the broadcasters, and he struck out 3 guys. And actually, the one batter that got on base, he listened to John Smoltz, threw a slider off the plate, and then went inside and hit the guy in the foot. So it was John Smoltz's fault. That was the most engaged.
Not Smoltz's fault.
It definitely was.
Make the pitch.
No. No, because that, guess what happened on the last batter? Smoltz told him what to do. He was like, yeah, I like that idea, but I've thrown him two pitches, sinkers. I like the fastball to throw him off. Struck him out, like, and he just dismissed Smoltz. He was like, yeah, I tried this broadcasting, but I got to hear his thought
credit
process.
To him. Like he's a big boy. You can't blame Smoltz for giving him.
My whole entire point is we're having a baseball conversation about something that happened about baseball, a strikeout, and hearing the thought process of a pitcher and how he was going to go about striking out one of the best batters in baseball. And I loved every second of it. I don't get enough of this with baseball. I tell you this all the time, Greg. Baseball's best moments have nothing to do with the actual baseball game. And yesterday when I was watching him mic'd up, he had me engaged and I loved it.
But he had you engaged for half of an inning. That's the prop.
Yeah, but I also think back to spring training with the Cubs coming off to the World Series. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, they were great. And, like, I just want more interaction between – you can do it in between pitches. It's baseball. They're actually
just players constantly mic'd up in baseball. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
I'd love it. I think it'd be great.
More mic'd up. They're already struggling for, you know, growing their fan base. This had me interested in – someone I never heard of.
I don't think you will watch a single game where he starts as a pitcher from here on out, no matter how enthralled you were last night during the All-Star.
That's game. Fine. My point is if they do this with others that are stars that can engage, they can engage more fans. But I know I'd engage our audience, and that's by getting a Shiner Bock, because I know we have a ton of beer drinkers, and it's Shiner Barbecue Week. So when enjoying your barbecue, pair it with an American-style dark lager. For barbecue specials in Milwaukee, go to Milwaukee Burger Company or the Farm Stand in Lake Geneva. In Madison, visit North and South in Verona, Oakstone and Cottage Grove, Tanner's in Middleton. And as always, pick up a six-pack Woodman's Festival Food, Total Wines, Pick and Save, Sendex, and wherever you pick up your delicious Shiner Bock beer.
Coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin, we get to relive the greatest moment in Wisconsin sports in the last 10 years from 1 year ago tonight when the Bucks clinched Game 6 and won the NBA championship. Coming up next! Woo!